So one of the great things then about these new product regulations is that we can now make claims for the first time on products that we know have value and efficacy. From your point of view as a supplier, what is the step-by-step process that leads to you being able to legally make a claim about a certain vitamin or herb?
Very good question. Again, I have to go back to what I was just saying previously, is that we have to, A, apply for an NPN number to put the product on the market, and then we have to say what kind of claim that we want to make around that product. And in order to get that claim that we're requesting, we have to supply what's called standards of evidence, so to supply the evidence, the supporting evidence, to make that claim. So, and there are different categories that you can claim in supporting evidence, and probably one of the easiest is history of use. So if a herb product, for instance, has been in the market and been around and historically for a long, long time, you just have to claim that and show that, because that'll be in a pharmacopoeia or, you know, some other book of evidence. So it doesn't cost to make the application except for the cost that's involved in collecting the evidence. But, you know, we're in a very, very important category of business, and I believe that if a supplier is not willing to put that out, then they're just wanting to make money real fast instead of really being proud of what they do and knowing that when they're bringing a product to market for Canadians that they have done the necessary work to make sure that it's of value.
Now, with so many product lines to choose from, you know, we've all been into the health.